Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one like you.
You may be let down before.
There's no one like you.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I am a lady exorcist, spirit warfighter, and my name is Erica Joseph Shepherd. I would like to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday. It's actually Labor Day. And I'm going to talk about the hidden things of darkness, which happens to be a particular crusade that I'm on to uncover, expose, and destroy the hidden things of darkness according to the Word of God, the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And the Bible says, and then shall every man have praise of God. Brothers and sisters, there are so many people in bondage today, and a lot of them are in bondage because of things that they've done in their youth, things that was done to them in their youth, things that they did thinking that it was their decision, but it was actually satanic provocation and demonic manipulation. So our ministry is on a mission to uncover those things done by involuntary demons, evil human spirits, and hidden oppression. You see, the Apostle Paul told us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That doesn't mean that we're not wrestling. It just means that we know where the battle really originates. You see, spirit warfare is something that we cannot escape as spirit, soul, and body, human beings, and especially as spirit-filled believers. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ said that he would build his church and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. But I want you to understand they're still trying, and they've actually had thousands of years of practice. I want you to note here that what they do in practice, we identify as demonic wiles or demonic manifestations. And they do that, they reveal themselves through people. So even though we're not in a fight with people, we are in a fight against spirits that form strongholds within people, within their spirit or our spirit, our soul, and our body. You know, I've been hearing strongholds and knowing about strongholds a long time. A stronghold is a fortified value system. Okay? The weapons of our warfare, excuse me, the Bible declares that our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So one better way to understand a stronghold is by looking at value. Understanding that this conflict I'm talking about is so much between Christian values and demonic values. And it's really important that we understand that. The Apostle John makes it plain that every Christian is a child of God. And Paul points out that all Christians enjoy the dignity of the sons of God. So we represent God, our Father, regardless of where we were born or where we live. Our citizenship is intrinsically a heavenly one, as Philippians 3 and 20 assures us. Our citizenship is in heaven. The Lord Jesus has washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his Father, our Father, God. We have thus been given a rank higher than that of angels. Angels, who mighty in power as they are only ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those, meaning us, who will inherit salvation. So what I'm trying to say is, you and I are ambassadors for God. So with that, knowing that, you have to understand that as an ambassador for God, you are a sent one. You carry and advance the value of your king and his kingdom. The nature of the Church of Jesus Christ is ascending nature, an apostolic nature. Jesus was sent, the Holy Ghost was sent, and you too are sent. You'll find that in John chapter 20, verse 21 through 22. It says, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on his disciples and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So if you've been born again, then you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. And there is a kingdom within you. And that kingdom has a king. The king is the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, I want to tell you that Jesus has certain expectations of his followers. Not only is Jesus Christ your Savior, but he is also the one that sets those standards for citizenship in his kingdom. You already know you must repent of sin, turn from your wicked ways, but I want to remind you, you must also uphold the standards or the values of your king. You see, standards are values. Said another way, they are kingdom values. And values are beliefs of a person or social group in which they have an emotional investment, either for something or against something. Your values reflect your sense of right and wrong. Your values influence your behavior. And your values can be seen by what you celebrate and honor. In Psalms 139, 1 through 4, King James Version, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my sitting down and my rising. Thou understand my thoughts afar off. Thou compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. And that brings us back to my main scripture, 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, which this whole mission and crusade is based upon. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. For our purposes, the hidden things are those that we cannot see clearly with our natural eyes, because God, through his Holy Spirit, must open up the eyes of our understanding so that we can discern them and see them with both our spiritual eyes and our natural eyes at the same time. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Proverbs 20:18, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Jesus, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, in Galatians 1 and 4. Jesus overcame this world. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. God gave us the word, Jesus. And the Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Jesus gave us the power, the Holy Ghost. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost gave us authority over all evil as a part of maintaining his value system upon this earth. It says in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. There exists today evil spirits that are the spiritual enemies of our very souls, and they are in the employ of the devil. These evil spirits can and do unloose spirits and spiritual evil. They unloose hidden things in opposition to God's best for our lives here on this earth. If you belong to God, you should understand that for whatever reason, God has permitted those evil spiritual things to come close to you. Why, you might be thinking, because you have been or you are being personally tried by the enemy in an attempt to weaken your faith and get you away from your obedience to God. But you haven't answered my question, Sister Erica. Why? So that, brothers and sisters and ladies and gentlemen, so that you will never be able to possess God's covenantal promises and blessings that have been available to you for a very long time. You see, the hidden things of darkness that the devil uses against you and has been using against us believers for a long time are not easily recognized because they are so deeply embedded within the soul and many times within the physical body of human beings. These hidden things have been there so long that they many times cannot be distinguished from the human spirit by your sense of reasoning or through the use of your intellect. And trust me, you can never distinguish them through the use of religious spirit. Why? You see, because the individual that these spirits inhabit have been tricked into accepting them. This hidden spiritual bondage has been accomplished through the utilization of satanic provocation through evil spirits, demons, but you got to understand, through spirits. Satan, the devil, uses these evil spirits. Look, he uses them in different strengths, types, and these evil spirits are the enemy of your spirit, your soul, and your body. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care what race, creed, color you are. It doesn't make any difference. These evil spirits that the devil uses all have specific destructive inclinations, and their purpose is to lodge themselves within the heart, the mind, the will, the emotions, and the intellect of any person. And then they reveal themselves within the human spirit, soul, or body in order to unloose hidden spiritual bondage to that particular individual and to their complete family line and to their destiny. You see, spiritual bondage unloosed by hidden things, hidden oppression, excuse me, or hidden works within the human spirit, soul, or body of a person that has not been able to surrender totally to God because of some spiritual hindrance working against them without them being completely, and a lot of times they're not aware of it at all. But nevertheless, it is continually working against the individual within their soul or body that has been surrendered to God, but not fully, and cannot be fully because there's hidden stuff inside of them that is working against that very purpose continually. This spiritual bondage is released through something called demonic influence, demonic infestation, demonic oppression, and demonic manipulation, all coming from evil spirits with satanic designs directly through Satan's provocation. These evil spirits are crafty opportunists, always on the lookout for weaknesses and human frailty. They're always on the lookout for anything that will provide them with an invitation to come on into your soul, sit down, and stay for a while. Resident in your soul or your physical body, if you've been born again, and resident within your spirit, soul, and body, if you have not been born again. And they will stay there until the body is either killed, destroyed, or stolen from God by means of their misery, pain, torment, or heartache. And that's just to name a few. A hidden thing or a hidden work of darkness, by example, is like a cave that King David hid in from his son to protect his life. This hidden work of darkness is like a cave in a mountain where you can hide and then place a rock in front of it to disguise it as the mountain. And you see, once you were in that mountain, in that cave, with the stone pulled over the front, no one would know because the rock looks just like the mountain. Well, in the spirit realm, hidden oppression, hidden works of darkness, and hidden demonic manipulation, called hidden things in 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, are exactly like the same thing. It's a place where the enemies, in this instance spirits, are hiding within your soul, your body, and within your spirit if you haven't been born again. It's a place where evil, unclean spirits of bondage have access to you so that they can have access and can remain in your life undetected, because the area where they're hiding looks just like the rest of you. Then those spirits that are working against you put a spiritual rock there to protect themselves and make what they're doing through you look like your personality, look like your character. And so what happens then is that you begin to claim it as your struggle or your issue, when in reality, it is a spirit hiding in there, protected by your will, your emotions, your intellect, your mind, and your heart. And that spirit begins to manipulate you. That's the reason why so many Christians are struggling with the same thing over and over. They have claimed it as a part of themselves and cannot see their spiritual enemies, demonic manipulation in it. When actuality, the spirits hiding within them are the real problem. But God has already told you and me in 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, God says that the weapons that he gives us are mighty, and they can discover and root out where the stronghold or that spirit is. He says that his weapon can expose it, uncover it, and has the ability to destroy its works, actions, thoughts, and deeds, casting them out, uprooting the root and destroying the seed, thereby exposing the demonic spirits along with their fruit, and then they can be dealt with. Understand this. You cannot deal with an enemy that you don't know is there and cannot see working against you. That's why it's so important to allow the power of God to reveal and heal whatever it is that is hiding within your spirit, soul, and body. You see, you're not a liar. You're not a thief. You're not a gossiper, and you're not a slut. You're not a homosexual or a lesbian. You're not a backstabber, and you're not a murderer. You're not lazy, and you're not a deadbeat. You're not a bad mother or a bad father. You're not a player, and you're not a failure. You are not a bad person. The hidden stronghold of the enemy need to be rooted out, exposed, so that you can see that it is the enemy working within your soul and body, using demonic manipulation, causing you to accept something about yourself that you should not. It's not you. It's the enemy working within you. These evil spirits I'm talking about don't know any boundaries, and they have no respect for anything, anyone, any situation, or any circumstance, because they are spiritual predators. The objective of these spirits is to reveal themselves within a human flesh and body through as much misery, torment, and pain as they are able to inflict upon a person by way of marital disharmony, emotional upheaval, mental disorder, bizarre sexual appetites, verbal, physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, economic frustration, physical infirmities of sickness and disease. Today, I'm asking you to face the fact that there could be something wrong, that there must be something wrong if it's not right, and that something could be spiritual. Today, I'm asking you to consider coming to the conclusion that you are tired of dealing with the same issues year after year, day after day. Today, I'm asking you to think about making a decision by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ that you're going to confront the enemy by the Spirit of God, and that you're going to allow God to deal with those hidden things of darkness, that hidden oppression, those hidden works, and that hidden demonic manipulation. I want you to consider acknowledging the possibility that there could be something hidden, something wrong that you need God to fix. I want you to think about this thing, the fact that God's power is available to expose the enemy. God's power is available through his Holy Spirit to cast it out, overcoming that thing, making you an overcomer over that thing, whatever it may be. I'm asking you today to think about this, that you think about coming to an understanding that whatever natural methods you've used so far have not, up to this point, worked. So obviously, natural methods are not going to work. Natural means and methods cannot destroy a spirit or a spiritual stronghold or a yoke of spiritual bondage, especially if it is hidden from the natural world's knowledge. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, God says, that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. You must deal with this thing in the spiritual realm once and for all. That way, you can be free. You need permanent deliverance, not a quick fix. You need deliverance and inner healing, not an excuse. The hidden spirits operating through strongholds must be exposed, uncovered, and the spiritual enemy must be dealt with according to the Bible. You must not allow hidden spirits, hidden things, hidden demonic manipulation, and hidden oppression access to your spirit, soul, and body any longer. You must not accept the spiritual hidden things and their agenda as a character flaw that you have as a quirk. At this point in your walk with God, where you are right now in your relationship with God, you must be able to respond as Jesus did when Jesus said in John 14:30, "Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, except nothing from the devil and his demonic host. Cast them out in Jesus' name, and then walk in the victory that belongs to you as an overcoming believer. Then you will be able to say, for the devil and his demons of this world have nothing in me." Jesus died to free you and I from the power of sin. Let the light of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, shine on you and set you free. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be wise and not foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is and make the most of every opportunity. Every day, you have to choose to serve and obey Him and not yield your fleshly desires to the temptations of the devil. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God and give Him thanks for everything. If you do this, the blessings of God will be on your life. Freedom from all of the hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, and hidden demonic manipulation. And you will enter into your covenantal promises and blessings of God. The Bible says, Joel chapter 2, verse 32, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be delivered." This is Erica Joseph Shepherd, a lady exorcist, spirit warfighter. We win spiritual warfare. We utilize the integrated healing prayer model. The integrated healing prayer model is a prayer model that integrates deliverance, healing, exorcism, and inner healing. It is a prayer model that has been proven to work for over 25 years of use. The integrated healing prayer model operates exposing and destroying hidden works of darkness, hidden oppression, and hidden demonic manipulation. That once this stuff is exposed, it brings healing to the spirit, soul, and body, while it restores you, the individual, and brings you into a new level of spiritual maturity, growth, and power, opening you up to receive more peace more joy, more righteousness, enabling you to now appropriate your covenantal promises, power, and blessings from God. Our ministry is a ministry of winning spirit warfare. It defeats the enemies of God. It is a ministry that works throughout and within the spiritual, soulish, and the physical realm by the word of God and the power of God. This is a ministry that once you have experienced it, it allows you to connect more with the fullness of God. It is an effective ministry if your desire is more of God. This ministry works directly, meaning within the physical body, and through the heart, through the mind, through the will, through the intellect, through the emotions, through the soul. It will expose and reveal anything opposing or against the lordship of Jesus Christ, including, but not limited to, evil spirits, demons, demonic influence, demonic manipulation, and demonic infestation. It will expose the hidden strategies of Satan against that person. Our ministry, through the integrated healing prayer model, exposes the past generational spirits, the present spirits, and destroys the future of familiar spirits and the bondage that is, was, and trying to work unhindered. It will uncover it. It will reveal whatever is opposing God's plans and purposes for the destiny of a person. Satan and demons are the enemies of God. They only want to bring chaos and disorder to any spirit, soul, or body of any human being. Through our ministry, through the utilization of the integrated healing prayer model, this, even the hidden word-based programming, is exposed by the Holy Spirit. And then we confront those things, and God heals, delivers, saves, and restores. If you can receive what I've said through this blog talk message, and you feel any type of ungodly influence, I fully believe it can be either proven or disproven where it's coming from. God reveals to heal. It is God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that identifies these spirits, and it is the power of the cross at Calvary that allows them to be cast out. And then Jesus brings the healing and the restoration of your spirit, soul, and body to God. If you're able to receive this message, I understand it's not for everybody, because some people just don't even want to pay the price. There is a price. It's you being surrendered to God and desiring more of Him. But if you feel that you could identify with any part of this message, this is Erica Joseph Shepherd. And I can be reached at one 877 795 7110. You have to keep calling and leave a message. We have opened up our healing home and we're booked. But if you sincere, the Holy Spirit will allow you to connect with us. And you can be free from anything hiding, hindering you, blocking you, causing obstacles. You can be free from any demonic hidden manipulation. You can go to our website at www.ericajosephshepherdministries, and then you can find our other website, Hidden Things of Darkness, Involuntary Demons, Spirit War Fighters, because that's what we are. I pray that you've heard something and that it has touched your spirit. I'm talking about that kingdom within you, the kingdom of God. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. This is Eric, a lady at 1-877-795-7110.
Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Come on.
like our God.
There's no one like you, who gave your life like you,
who paid the price,
who paid